5G forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with a high of 66. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 42 tonight. Highs around 61 tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has been recognized with two of its deputies for helping save a man who had overdosed on fentanyl after being one of the first in the state of Kansas in Elk City to administer the two doses of Narcan while performing CPR. KWCH News reports the incident happened when the two law enforcement officers were responding to an unresponsive man following an overdose, but after administering the Narcan and the CPR, they regained consciousness and the individual began to breathe on his own when he was taken to the Labette Health Center and was stabilized. The county sheriff's office says they had began administering Narcan and doing their training in early of 2022 due to the increase in opioid-related overdoses, but it was the first time the deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office had been able to deploy it on an individual. In other news, the recovery of 420 Weed Day last week is ongoing after a 30-year-old man crashed his pickup truck while trying to light a marijuana joint in southeast Kansas. Ag News reports the event happened in Iola in Allen County. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Customers of the Bank of Meritrust are being warned about a potential scam of getting text messages asking for personal information or even phone calls from an individual claiming to be with the credit union. And representatives from the company are trying to warn that it's not them.
Reach out to your financial institution. They want to be able to help and kind of give you peace of mind and help protect your financial, your accounts. Whether it's a text message that looks like it's coming from a financial institution or another service provider, or it can be even phone calls that are, have a phone number that is spoofed. You know, it can be very difficult to distinguish between an actual text message or message from a trusted financial institution and one that is from a scammer.
That's Shelley Downs, the Internet Communications Manager for Meritrust on Cake News. Or she says anyone is at the risk of getting scammed, especially with the message that seems important from your financial institution. They say if you are getting a call regarding sensitive information, to hang up and call your trusted provider. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature wrapped up last week with a big vote on Legislative Bill 77 that would allow constitutional carry in the state of Nebraska without having to purchase a concealed carry permit while carrying a firearm. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the vote did pass by a 33-14 majority and is now headed to the governor's desk. And it's something the state legislature says they've been working on for years.
I got a big burden off your shoulders because you've kind of given a false hope to a lot of people in Nebraska for a lot of years. I didn't think I had the vote until the very last minute. So, you know, it went to the wire, and I was worried. But we still got to 33, and it all worked out.
Now, State Senator Tom Brewer on KSNB Local Channel 4. Governor Jim Pillen also tweeted out that he said he's proud to support LB 77 and is looking forward to signing the bill. But during the legislative process, one individual ended up getting banned from the Capitol after an outburst during the session. Mid-America Network News.
A winning atmosphere. Eat, play, drink, and win at Rockin' Bruce Casino Bremen. Meet Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen April 29, 3 to 5 p.m. Take a selfie for $10 free play. First 25 guests get a Rick Nielsen souvenir. All ages welcome. Exclusions apply. See Players Club for details. Go to RockinBruceCasinoBremen.com. Rockin' Bruce Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. TC Energy and federal officials last week received a report of a suspected cause and contributions toward the December oil pipeline break in Washington County. Primary cause was a progressive fatigue crack in a weld connecting a manufactured elbow fitting to the pipe across Mill Creek, which had been in operation for a decade. During construction, the segment of pipe was subject to inadvertent bending stresses and led to deformation of the elbow and adjacent piping. TC Energy advised they're in the process of implementing a comprehensive plan to enhance pipeline integrity and overall safety performance. These include excavations and examinations of sites with characteristics similar to the incident location, performing inline inspections, and examining and evolving pipeline design guidelines, construction operations, and integrity management practices. The report was issued Friday through State Representative Lisa Mosier, whose district includes the Keystone Pipeline. Tuesday is a special election in Marshall County for the proposed jail project. Polling locations open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Marysville at the American Legion, Axtell at the American Legion, Beatty at St. Malachy's Parish Hall, Blue Rapids at the Community Center, Frankfort at the Cygnus Center, and in Summerfield at the Community Center. Advance ballots mailed out can be returned to the county clerk's office by 7 p.m. Tuesday or placed in the drop box at the courthouse. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by Tuesday and arrive by April 28th. A fatality accident in Washington County Thursday morning claimed the life of a Clifton man, Douglas Toll, age 78, who collided with a motor grader at an intersection on K-9 5 miles northwest of Clifton. He apparently missed a stop sign and struck the grader, driven by Jeremiah Peters, age 48, of Washington, who was not injured. Again, the fatality last Thursday morning, Douglas Toll of Clifton. A Washington man was injured in a vehicle accident Wednesday in Kiowa County, Kansas. Cody Metz, age 19, of Washington, was attempting to avoid a collision after another vehicle had crossed into the opposite lane after a semi stopped in front of that vehicle on the highway in the lane of traffic. Two vehicles struck each other on the shoulder of the road. Cody Metz was transported to Pratt Regional Medical Center with suspected serious injuries, later transferred to a Wichita hospital. The other driver, transported to a Wichita hospital with a passenger in that vehicle from Wisconsin, killed in the accident. A fund to assist with medical expenses for Cody Metz has been established. He will require multiple surgeries while at a Wichita hospital for some time. To contribute, contact Marlene Staum at 785-770-2057. A community work day is planned Tuesday in Blue Rapids, as an Evergy community team will be working on updates to play equipment and such at the park as part of a funded grant valued up to $10,000. Other volunteers will work around the square with cleanup projects. Anyone wishing to participate can show up beginning at 9 a.m. Tuesday, weather permitting, beginning at the park in Blue Rapids. Another significant grant was recently announced in Blue Rapids with up to $70,000 funding through the Patterson Family Foundation, which will be used for matching funds at the annual Giving Day in Blue Rapids planned this September. Particulars of that grant award are being coordinated, according to Mayor Jerry Zayas.
The Patterson Family Foundation, it's actually a match event grant. And the grant will match donor gifts one-to-one, not exceeding $70,000. And then the Patterson family will match that $70,000 to the community. It's September 11th through September 18th. Donations to organizations at that time, following a certain procedure, will qualify for the Patterson Family Foundation match grant.
Stanley E. Hayes, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away April 19th. A memorial service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Private family burial at the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovette Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Hayes. A memorial gathering for Terry Hughes of Marysville is planned Friday, April 28th, noon to 3 at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. Terry Hughes passed away April 17th. Betty Wimmers, age 73, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Wimmers.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly cloudy today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday. Cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And staying cloudy Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 40s. Staying warmer throughout Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Before another chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Rain showers will continue as we head into Friday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid 50s and mid 60s. And still a chance for some rain throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. A slight chance for some rain on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high on this date 94, the average low 45 and the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:13, sunrise in the morning at 6:38.
We address one of life's eternal questions today. What is the best way to keep the ketchup bottle from clogging? We will share the scientific approach today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 24th, the 114th day of the year. Barbara Streisand and Shirley MacLaine share a birthday, and the Old Farmer's Almanac founder Robert B. Thomas was born on this day in 1776. Science has finally looked at the mechanics of a clogged ketchup bottle. What's the best way to get the red sauce flowing? According to the Melbourne School of Engineering, most of the work should be done with the cap still secure. First, vigorously shake the bottle to get a uniform thickness. With the cap still on, flip the bottle and shake the contents toward the neck. Now remove the cap, and while holding the bottle at a 45-degree angle, gently tap the bottom. That is the latest in ketchup science on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Fat Brothers Petroleum applauds all the area high school students who excel in academics such as debate, drama, technology, and others. Today's choices will make them tomorrow's leaders. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, Falls City, and a new location in Blue Rapids, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center is proud of the Republic County High School students for studying and doing their best in the classroom and at scholastic events. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-home therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Work Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It is NFL Draft Week, and it is extra exciting this year with the NFL Draft being this Thursday in Kansas City. It also has given Patrick Mahomes a chance to make good on a promise he made to Chiefs president Mark Donovan before the season last year. He said he wanted to make sure world champion Kansas City Chiefs is what's said before the Chiefs make their first pick in the draft. The Chiefs will pick 31st in the first round. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, a restructured contract could be coming for the Super Bowl winning champion before the end of his original $504 million contract, with Jalen Hurts getting $255 million, making him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL this last week. And Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals and Justin Herbert of the Los Angeles Chargers contracts are due. The Chiefs want to ensure that Mahomes is happy, so they may be restructuring his contract. Mahomes is set to make $40.5 million this year, with the highest payout under his current contract being $60 million in 2027. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately, with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It was not a good weekend again for the Kansas City Royals. They did manage to get one out of three against the Angels. That came on Saturday with an 11-8 win. The Royals lost yesterday 4-3 to close out the series. The Royals are on the road for the remaining part of April. They will head now to Arizona to face the Diamondbacks for three before they finish up on the road at the Twins with four. Legendary K-State athlete Ernie Barrett, affectionately known as Mr. K-State, passed away this past Friday at age 93. Barrett, during his 75-year association with K-State, served the university as a student athlete, assistant basketball coach, assistant athletic director, director of athletics, university consultant, and director of development. NBA playoffs from last night. New York took care of Cleveland 102-93. Golden State beat Sacramento 126-125. It was Boston over Atlanta 129-121. And Minnesota beat the Nuggets 114-108. Two games in the NBA playoffs on tap for tonight. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Community National Bank is confident the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams will play hard to get the wins at the events this week. So be on the lookout because these athletes are on fire. Good luck from the staff at Community National Bank in Seneca. Innovation for every generation. Member FDIC.
KNDY.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Pull them out of the weed bucket and bring them into the kitchen. Chickweed, a vigorous weed gardeners have been battling for years, can add a bit of flavor and health benefits to your meals. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This annual weed has small pointed leaves. The stems crawl along the ground, forming a mat that is eventually covered with white star-shaped flowers. You can find this weed throughout the growing season, but you'll get the best flavor from early spring and mid to late fall harvest. It's a good source of vitamin C, beta-carotene, minerals, and has anti-inflammatory properties. All the above-ground parts are edible. Chop it into bite-sized pieces before using. Eaten fresh, it tastes like corn on the cob and can be added to sandwiches, salads, and bruschetta. Cooked, it may remind you of spinach. Make sure it's chickweed and that it has not been treated with a weed killer or other harmful chemicals before eating. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at PlantSkyDD.com.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for skilled individuals for full-time or summer employment. If you or someone you know is looking for a stable career with wages that begin at $15.75 and up, offering advancement opportunities, annual wage increases, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, plus a generous benefit package that includes 401k, paid time off, and insurance benefits, among others, apply online or contact Landall Company in Marysville at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Go online at Landall.com.
Robert Asp had a dream to visit Norway someday. It was, after all, the land where his family traced their heritage. Most people would take an airplane. Robert decided on the mission of a lifetime to make the trip of a lifetime. And his work now attracts visitors from around the world. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Marcus Krieger shares the story of a very unique ship on display in Moorhead, Minnesota.
The ship is called the Hjemkomst. It's a Norwegian word for homecoming, and it is a full-scale replica of a 1,000-year-old Norwegian Viking ship.
The ship is impressive, but the man behind it
may be the most intriguing part of the story.
It was built by a local Moorhead school teacher, junior high guidance counselor, Robert Asp. This was the first and only ship he ever built, and it was his dream to go to Norway in style. And by in style, he meant building a Viking ship and sailing it to Norway.
It's not as if you can find lots of books about building your own Viking ship to sail to Norway.
He got the plans from a museum in Norway of an old Viking king's burial ship. He rented out a old abandoned potato warehouse. He started building a Viking ship in it.
Bob and a friend found oak trees, cut and milled them themselves, and began building. It was an immense project that took on extra meaning.
It took about 8 years from when he started to when the MCOMS was christened in 1980. He was diagnosed with leukemia while he was building it. Finishing the ship was what he wanted.
Bob did not know if he would be able to sail to Norway as he wished, but work continued, and the family vowed to see the dream through. Soon it was time to set sail from Duluth, through the Great Lakes, and across the Atlantic. The story next time as we travel the countryside in Moorhead, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Home City Fun Fest is Saturday, April 29th. A full day is planned with a scavenger hunt, rock climbing wall, kickball, and cornhole tournament. To register, contact Jessica Lease at 785-562-7817. All day, enjoy food and a beer garden, or bring your own cooler for $10. Funds raised used to improve and maintain the ball fields and playground. The fun continues into the night as karaoke will kick off at 7:30. Visit the Home City Community News Facebook page for information or call Jessica Lease at 785-562-7817. Plan to have some fun at the Home City Fun Fest, Saturday, April 29th.
Twin Valley Thrift Shops are always updating with new arrivals. Check out the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty for a great selection of clothes, toys, games, home decor, everyday pieces. And at the warehouse, they stock furniture and more as well. Your purchase and, of course, your contributions benefit local residents served by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Both locations always accept donations of good, clean, quality used items you're no longer using. Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Shops in Waterville and Beatty.
KNDY.
You don't need a huge garden to grow a bumper crop of vegetables. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Raised bed gardens have a lot of benefits, and here's how to build one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I have a raised bed garden in my yard for growing everything from tomatoes to green beans. It's easy to weed and there are no compaction problems because I don't walk on it. Raised beds warm up earlier in the spring and dry out faster, so you get a jump start on the planting season. Brooke Edmonds is a commercial horticulturist with Oregon State University Extension. She says you can just mound up soil and plant into it or use some sort of framing material to hold the soil in place.
So that could be pressure-treated wood. You can use concrete blocks, cinder blocks, but you can get really creative. Some folks have old watering troughs. Just drill some extra drain holes in the bottom, and then you can fill that up with a soil mix and plant that out. There's lots of great custom designs out there.
The soil for a raised bed depends on the quality of your native soil. If it's good soil, you can rototill it and raise it up a few inches. If it's made of heavy clay or has lots of sand, it's best to buy garden soil that is well-draining and has organic matter in it.
Usually folks may buy a bulk load, have that delivered, and use it to fill their raised bed. I wouldn't necessarily recommend potting soil. One, it's a little bit more expensive, and sometimes it has things like perlite or other things mixed in, which will basically like float to the top of your bed. But look for a well-draining garden soil. Take a look at it before you buy it. You may want to also purchase some compost or well-composted manures to mix into that to just help with the drainage.
How deep should the bed be? Edmund says the soil should be deep enough to support the roots of what you're growing. Learn more about raised bed gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard, hope with a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting word. Till the darkness is over, wait till the tempest is done.
President John F. Kennedy once said, efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction.
Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
We all live busy lives, don't we? Our days are filled with work, family, friends, and just taking care of our basic needs. But do you ever ask yourself, what is the purpose of all this busyness? I know you want to honor and obey God in all that you do. So how does that translate to your daily activities and plans? Is your busyness getting in the way of your purpose? For starters, ask yourself, are you spending your time, money, and talents on things that enrich your life and lift others? Then make sure your calendar, to-do list, and your bank account line up with what God has called you to do. When you know your purpose, you'll have the courage to obediently go where God leads you, and you'll find you live a more content, confident, and generous life.
KNDY.
A new player is coming to the online farm equipment auction arena. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Fastline is a well-known name in the farming community. For decades, distributing catalogs of farm machinery for sale and later getting into digital marketing. The Buckner, Kentucky company's next venture, online equipment auctions. Fastline president, Dean Bark.
It's just kind of the natural evolution for us. I mean, our mission statement is to be the farmer resource and marketing partner of choice within the agricultural community. So it's only natural for us to get into the auction space, and super excited about the opportunity. I think there's a lot of things that we can bring to the table that some of the other folks in that industry can't. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to continue to connect farmers that are in the market to purchase farm equipment.
I asked Bark how Fastline auctions will be different.
You know, those are things that we kind of thought long and hard about before we really entered the space. What can we do to be different and that can provide a little bit more comfort around a Fastline auction? Largest audience within the agricultural community. Again, 1 million engaged farmers. We have 400,000 folks that follow us on social media. There are no buyer's fees and no added fees. The lowest commission rates in the industry, and then this bidding platform.
Learn more at Fastline.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, April the 24th. The U.S. winter wheat crop condition continues to be historically low. Mike Schulte, marketing director for the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, says the rest of the world might want to take note of how dry it is in the southern U.S.
You know, I don't know that the rest of the world is just taking into account how bad it is in the southern plains of the United States. I'm hoping at some point in time that the market is going to react to some of that. But if you just look at the Oklahoma crop progress numbers from this week, 53% of the crop very poor to poor, 34% fair, 12% good with 1% excellent. Last year, we were at least in that 25 to 23% in that good to excellent range. And then if you look at the Kansas crop progress numbers, they're even worse. So 60% of Kansas in poor to very poor conditions, 26% fair, 13% good, 1% excellent.
He says following the drought monitor is all the explanation needed for the wheat crop's rough shape.
You can just see when you look at the drought monitor overall, in those areas that are in exceptional drought and extreme drought, you can certainly see why things are not favorable just looking at northwest Oklahoma and the panhandle regions.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilineMachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It is currently 46 at St. Francis, 51 at Sharon Springs, 55 at Syracuse, 56 at Elkhart, 58 at Medicine Lodge, 56 at Independence, 54 at Columbus, looking at 52 at Mound City, looking at Hiawatha at 52, Washington at 48, Phillipsburg is at 50, Atwood is at 49. And that's your market information.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Chucker Baseball is back in action for 50-cent Hot Dog Night at X Stadium when they take on the Kansas Jayhawks Tuesday, April 26th at 6 p.m. That's right. Hot dogs are only 50 cents at the concession stand throughout the night. It's the most affordable dinner option in all of Wichita. Come hungry and ready to cheer on the Shockers as they battle it out with the Jayhawks. Get your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS. Go Shockers!
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
A USDA plan is underway to transform the U.S. food system. It addresses fairness, competition, and resiliency. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen.
Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Dr. Melissa Bailey is an associate administrator of USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, and she says they are playing a key role in the USDA food systems transformation effort.
There are more than 60 programs within the food systems transformation effort, and these programs do address each part of the supply chain. So from production, processing, aggregation and distribution to markets and consumers. AMS grant programs are a key part of the USDA larger effort and are providing funding for projects and programs that support local and regional foods across the country.
Dr. Bailey says that the plan will have targeted assistance for underserved areas to link local and regional supply chains, support direct producer to consumer markets, procure and distribute local healthy foods to unique geographic or local areas, and help to support economic opportunities for small producers, among other initiatives. USDA's goal is to have more supply chain diversification, leading to less concentration.
And one thing we learned when we published last year, the supply chain report that was derived from the executive order the president had every department look at top to bottom supply chains was that certain supply chains are more heavily concentrated or consolidated than others. So in that report, we describe that being a risk for certain sectors like meat and poultry, a little bit in the specialty crop sector, some in the seed sector.
The USDA food systems transformation effort will cost $4 billion. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we got going on right now with the markets. May corn right now, 653 and a quarter. And that's down 10. July corn, 607 and a half. That's down 7 and three quarters. Wheat for May, 649 and three quarters. That's down 12. July wheat, 662 and a half. That's down 10 and a half. Kansas City wheat for May, 837 and a half. That's down 3 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 821 and a quarter. That's down 4 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for May, 844 and a quarter. That's down 2 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat for July, 843 and a half. That's down 2 and a quarter. May oats at 330. That's down 3 and a half. July oats, 337 and a half. That's up 1 currently. Taking a look at soybeans for May, 1475 and a half. That's down 8. July soybeans, 1443 quarters. And that's down 8 and a quarter. Taking a look at cotton for May, 79.65, that's up $1.24. July cotton, 81.37, and that's up $1.22. Live cattle for April, 174.40, that's up 42.5 cents. June live cattle, 164.75, that's up 22.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 202.50, that's down $1.27.5. May cattle, feeder cattle, 210.85, that's down $1.55. As far as crude oil goes for June, 78.81 your current price, and that's up 93 cents. July crude at 78.65, that's up 94 cents. Looking at gold for April, 1986.10, that's up $6.60. Silver for May, 25.31, that's up 24.5 cents. Take a look at Wall Street on this Monday. The Dow down 6. S&P down 2, NASDAQ down 63. That's your markets information.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Quickly approaching its May application deadline, these USDA grants incentivize producers' utilization of value-added markets. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Kansas USDA Director for Rural Development, Christy Davis, provides insight on these USDA production grants.
Value-added production grants are one of the programs that we have with rural development. And, you know, we're working on value-added production, so things that enhance the value of the things that folks are growing already. For instance, if you're producing grapes, you may decide to produce wine. That's kind of a next step. You're adding value to the product, and it has economic value to rural Kansas communities. If you have a lavender farm and you want to make soap and oils from the lavender, you're adding value by creating additional product or changing the physical state of the product. So it's any kind of production that enhances the value.
Davis highlights the specifics of this grant.
We recently had a notice of funding available that USDA Rural Development will be funding about $31 million in projects nationwide. We'll have funding in Kansas, but it's a nationwide competition for funding. For planning grants, up to $75,000, or working capital grants, up to $250,000. So these are for both production and marketing. You might have a planning grant where, you know, you have a project in mind where you're growing strawberries and you're turning them into jam. You can apply for grants to do strategic planning for that. Or working capital, if you want to, you know, create a production line, we have working capital grants up to $250,000. So this program has been around in the past, but this current round of grant money is available for application until May. So if folks are interested in applying in this round, the applications are due in May, and then the projects will be awarded in September.
Davis goes on to urge producers to take advantage of the resources available to apply for this grant.
There is time. I would encourage folks, if they're interested, if they have a great idea or they've been working on something and they could use some funds for planning or working capital, to reach out to us right away, because we can help folks identify whether or not their project is eligible and then help them through the application process to make sure that we're making the best use of your time and that we have successful projects. We can have all the federal funding in the world, but if you can't access it, doesn't mean anything. And of course, I want to see Kansas get its share of the funds. If people are interested in learning more about this program in particular or contacting us and walking through your ideas, there are some great resources on our website. It's rd.usda.gov/KS. And there are folks who can walk you through the application process and have worked closely with these programs.
That was Christy Davis, Kansas USDA Director for Rural Development, sharing insight on the USDA value-added production grants. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Hello, my name is Wes Anderson from Frankfort High School. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfort. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers. Positions are to begin immediately. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermilion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
KNDY. music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.